This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Rakel. At least 30 people have lost their lives after heavy rains triggered a massive landslide on the route to Vaishno Devi Shrine in Katra, Jammu and Kashmir. Heavy rains triggered a landslide near the Vaishno Devi Shrine, Katra, yesterday. SSP Riyasi Parambir Singh confirmed the deaths. Earlier, Union Home Minister Amit Shah called the landslide extremely tragic and said he had spoken to Chief Minister Omar Abdullah and Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, assuring full support from the centre. In the wake of continuous rainfall, troopers from the 6th Battalion of the CRPF responded swiftly, launched rescue operations and evacuated the injured to the Community Health Centre, CHC, in Katra. The team also assisted stranded pilgrims and provided essential medical and logistical support. Jammu and Kashmir Board of School Education has postponed Class 10 and 12 exams scheduled for today. All schools in Jammu Division will remain closed today due to bad weather conditions. The BSF has also postponed the recruitment process for the Constable GD exam 2025 scheduled for today at BSF Palora Camp, Jammu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Swadeshi should be life mantra for every Indian. Speaking at Maruti Suzuki's Hansalpur plant in Ahmedabad yesterday, Mr. Modi said investment might come from anywhere in the world, but if production takes place in India, it is ultimately Swadeshi.
Atmanirbhar Bharat ke abhiyan ko hum sab aage badhaye, vocal for local bane. स्वदेशी ये हमारा जीवन मंत्र बनना चाहिए दोस्तों गर्व से स्वदेशी की तरफ चल पड़ो और यहाँ जापान के द्वारा जो चीजें बनी है ना ये भी स्वदेशी है जो प्रोडक्शन है उसमें पसीना मेरे देशवासियों का होगा इस भाव के साथ आप मेरे साथ चलिए दोस्तों 2047 में हम ऐसा हिंदुस्तान बनाएंगे आपकी आने वाली अनेक पीढ़ियां आपके इतिहास का गर्व करेगी.
The government has imposed stock limits on wheat to manage the overall food security and to prevent hoarding and unscrupulous speculation. The stock limits will be applicable to traders and wholesalers, retailers, big chain retailers and processors in all states and union territories. Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Ministry said that the stock limit for the traders and wholesalers was 3,000 metric tons, which has reduced to 2,000 metric tons in the revised stock limit. Similarly, the stock limit for the retailers will be 8 metric tons. The ministry has asked all wheat stocking entities to declare and update the stock position on every Friday on the wheat stock portal. The festival of Ganesh Chaturthi is being celebrated today across the country with great devotion. The birth of Lord Ganesha, who is symbol of wisdom, prosperity and good fortune. Also known as Vinayak Chaturthi or Ganesh Utsav, the day marks the beginning of 10-day long festivities during which people place clay idols of Lord Ganesh at their homes and worship them. For the 17th time, the UN General Assembly has postponed Security Council reform talks, passing the issue to the next session. The G4 nations, India, Brazil, Germany and Japan criticized the delay, calling it a blow to global trust in the UN. The G4 supports expanding permanent and non-permanent seats on the Council. Speaking on behalf of India, Brazil and Germany, with which it forms the G4 group, Japan said the Assembly's failure undercuts trust in the UN and its ability to maintain international order. Indian Olympian Sifat Kaur Samra has created history by clinching the individual gold medal in the women's 50-meter rifle three positions event at the 16th Asian Shooting Championship in Shymkent, Kazakhstan. Sifat scored 459.2 to take the top spot. She was followed by Yuji Zhang of China and Japan's Misaki Nobata. Ashish Choksi, the other Indian in the individual eight-shooter final, finished 7th with a score of 402.8. And that is the end of the news bulletin.